Well, for our That's Life segment, you know, it is Positive Attitude Month for October, and we're just squeaking in with some great wisdom because I saw this amazing TED Talks with a gentleman named Adam Markle. And Adam was very successful, has like a law firm, and walked away from it all because he just kind of wasn't feeling right about life. He was too busy, he was stressed all the time, and he decided to get into writing books and inspiring others and becoming a business mentor. And luckily, I've got Adam Markle on the phone with us this morning. Hi there, Adam.
Good morning.
So I got to say, your TED Talks, I don't watch a lot of them, but yours really grabbed me and inspired me, and I thought, I have to share your information. So let's do a little mini Adam story. You got like 45 seconds. Tell us how how you became Adam.
I love that. Encapsulate your life in 45 seconds. Well, let's put it this way. I think I did the same thing that a lot of people do, which is that I followed the conventional wisdom. I went to school. I got an education. I followed that up by going to college and all that kind of thing. And I took a job primarily to just get started in life. And before I knew it, I had blinked my eyes and 10 years had gone by. I blinked again. It was like 15 years, you know. I was doing something that I didn't have my heart in. I didn't love. I didn't feel any passion for. And I would wake up in the morning and I'd put my feet on the floor. And the first feelings that I would have would be anxiety, dread, just not happy. And I did that for a really long time until I kind of got a wake-up call when I thought I was having a heart attack one day driving with my wife to go to my son's baseball game. And I ended up in the emergency room only to hear the doctor tell me that I was having an anxiety attack, not a heart attack. Oh. And at that point, I knew something was seriously off, and I didn't know what to do about it. I was a lawyer at that time. I'd been practicing for about 15 years, and I just decided I had to make a change, and I didn't know what that was. And at some point, I started to discover that there were some things I could do about it, that I really didn't have to be locked into that decision that I made when I was in my early 20s. And as I started to make those changes, I wrote a book about it called Pivot, The Art and Science of Reinventing Your Career and Life. And ultimately, I got to be on a TED stage to deliver one of the most important components of the new rituals that I started to create that helped me to make small changes. I didn't walk in, just so we're clear, I didn't decide one day to quit my job or quit my profession. I didn't do anything drastic like that. I didn't have to. Fortunately, I had a wife that was supporting me, you know, on so many levels. We had four healthy kids. And I had a lot of responsibilities, so I didn't just jump ship, as the saying goes. Mm-hmm. I made small changes, and I think that's exactly what we're talking about right now. How do you make small changes in your life so that you can wake up in the morning knowing that what you're doing is moving you in the right direction versus the way I used to wake up and how I used to feel?
And I really like what you're saying there is, like, you don't just make a drastic change. Just don't go drop it, go home and say, oh, honey, by the way, I've just quit my job, and we're making a change. I'm now going to become a professional banjo player. Right? Even if that's your passion.
It was the classic midlife crisis moment, right? When for some of us, whether that crisis moment comes when we're in our 20s or 30s or 50s or whenever it is, it can be really scary. And so instead of having a midlife crisis, my wife and I decided I should have a midlife calling instead. And that's what we did.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. So what do you do?
I wake up in the morning, which is not something that's guaranteed to any of us. As we know, we go to sleep at night, and there's no guarantee we're going to wake up. You know, sometimes I'll ask audiences, I'll say, so, you know, when you woke up this morning, when you took that first conscious breath of the morning, isn't it true that there were people who were taking their very last breath in that moment? And, you know, every hand goes up because that's just the reality of it. So it was never guaranteed we'd wake up, but when we do, there's something to be grateful for. And there's a lot of science and there's a lot of research now and even more all the time just about how important gratitude is, how important gratitude practices. And the word that I use for these kind of things is ritual. So the ritual that I have now is a 10-second waking ritual. There's nobody I've ever met that does not, I don't care how busy they are, it doesn't matter how many kids they've got to put up, you know, get up in the morning for school or anything. Everybody's got 10 seconds. To take 10 seconds and have that recognition that moment you're waking is a gift, it wasn't guaranteed, and that you can be grateful for that, grateful for almost anything, and then you put your feet on the floor, this is the other piece of this 10-second ritual, or even from bed, and you simply say four words, and these four words change my life and continue to do so every single day when I remember, and the words are, I love my life. Those are the four words, the sort of miraculous words that changed my perception of what was really most important to me, gave me a sense of gratitude to begin the day and helped me to create a ritual that, in small increments, changed pretty much everything.
That's amazing. It's so simple, right? I love my life. Just by being able to focus on what you have at this moment, I love my life. Because how many people are woke up this morning miserable going, man, another day of dread, right? And they're not realizing that there are things that they have that they should be grateful for.
Yeah, and you know that word should is one of those powerful words that we sort of, like,
right.
I should be further along, I should be rich, oh. I should be, you know, I don't know, married with kids or something, right? And it's like we beat ourselves up with that word too. I think it's really just about the recognition that life is this long, beautiful path, and in the moment we have two choices. We can either sort of dread, and I think that's a really powerful word, I'm glad you used it again, to dread where we are in our lives, or we can love where we are. I mean, and if you look at it that way, at 30,000 feet objectively, there's almost no choice, right? It's so obvious that you'd say, well,
yeah.
How could that even be important?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've run out of time, but absolutely fantastic. I'm happy you made it onto the show today. I love my life. If we could all just start saying that, it'll make a difference. But I think, Adam, they need to go watch your TED Talk as well and learn more about you at adammarkel.com. Adam Markel, MARKEL.com. A pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Wayne, Jane, thank you so much for having me.
The Wayne and Jane Show.